Welcome back to Pesukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Nun Beis today. The topic of today is the space for darkness. We're going to be looking at, of the three Pesukim on the Daf, we're looking at the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Memhe, Pasuk Zion. The Pasuk reads as follows, it should sound familiar to us, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech, he who fashions light and creates darkness, Oisei Shalom, who makes peace, Uvore Ra, and creates woe or evil. Ani Hashem Oiseh Kol Eile, I am God who made all of these things. The reason why this should sound familiar is this, of course, is very similar to the bracha of Yotzer Or, which we say before Kriya Shema in the morning, with one adaptation and euphemism, as the Gemara Brachos on Yud Aleph had pointed out. We change the word Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech, Oseh Shalom Uvore Ra, to Uvore Es HaKol, to everything, as a euphemism. The Gemara of Yanun Beis is using this as a pasuk to reference and to prove that the word Bore, to create, actually means created. It's referring back to a point in time rather than at the present, which is helping resolve the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to the nusach of Havdalah. To understand this pasuk in greater context, we need to understand what is going on over here. This pasuk has troubled the minds of Jewish thinkers throughout the centuries. The Ibn Ezra points out that what does Ra mean? That it means that God created evil. He says Ra is milchama, hefech shalom. It means war, the opposite of peace. Or choli baguf, or sickness, shu nilcham imatoldos. So we're talking about all kinds of evil, natural or human-made evil, is to be found and contextualized and brought back to ultimately God Himself. This is a topic which is so difficult to understand. In fact, books have been authored just on trying to understand this concept, a concept which is sometimes called theodicy. How can there be evil if there's an all-powerful monotheistic God? If there's one God who's in control of everything, from where comes evil? The Malbim explains, and this is a very famous concept which is also explained in the Das Tevunos, Rav Moshe Chaim Rutato's entire book based on this very topic, that there's a difference between the word Yetzira and Bria, to fashion and to create. Bria means ex nihilo, it means to say something which was created and did not exist beforehand. Yetzira is taking something which did exist and fashioning it into a new shape. So as an example, when Hashem created the world, that was Bria, that was Bereshis, because there was nothing else beforehand, and now there was something. When I take a piece of wood and I chop it up and I make it into a table, I am doing Yetzirah. I am fashioning that wood, a pre-existing concept or piece of matter in this world, and I am fashioning it into something else. Listen to the verbiage now. Yotzer Or, Hashem fashions light, uvorei choshech, but He created darkness. That means to say the more primordial creation, ex nihilo, is given to darkness, whereas fashioning appears next to light. The reason is, says the Malbim, is that because darkness, or evil, which is a parallel to evil in this pasuk over here, is not an existent in and of itself, but it exists in heeder, in lacking. If you can imagine, darkness is, as is always understood, to be the absence of light. Light has tzura, light has a form, light was something God intended to be a specific way. Darkness and evil was not what God intended to be a specific way. He did not create evil. He created the space necessary that if there was not goodness, evil would occupy it. Therefore, the description of the creation of evil was Bria, which means to say, from ex nihilo. Where it would form itself would be dependent on the actions of where the light actually falls, whether that be the actual description and decision of God, or those are His agents, which are the human beings in their free will. Therefore, the Yetzirah, the only fashioning, the only intended specific ideas which had form and fashion, are light. Darkness is all other places. That's one way of looking at this and trying to understand the deeper underpinnings of this very complex idea. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.